Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's good to see everybody this morning, and I know you're going to be blessed as our choir presents the cantata this morning, Come Emmanuel. And so we appreciate everything our choir has done, and we look forward to the cantata this morning. It is good to see you here this morning, and hope you can be back with us often. And this morning, for sake of time, I am not going to read the announcements to you. Since I know that you can read, I'll just call your attention that we do have the insert in the bulletin with the announcements. And there are announcements on both sides. So please, at some point, make note of the announcements and respond accordingly as it may pertain to you. Also, a second insert in your bulletin, you see all the beautiful poinsettias. They are presented by you, and your names and the honors or memories that you place them in are listed as well. But before I call on Putt to give us some instructions for later throughout this morning, are there any announcements that actually should be made that we have not made? If not, Putt, will you give us some instructions?
This morning is all about family. It's all about our family waiting to welcome the Christ child. Advent is a journey. I've heard it called a slow walk to the manger. We take the time before Christmas to prepare our hearts and minds and to invite Christ into our family. So this morning, there are a few things that I would like for you to join in with us in the choir to help. The call to worship is congregational. You'll find it in your bulletin, Angels from the Realms of Glory. It's printed out there. We'll do all four verses of that. And then, if you look down in your bulletin at the litany, your response is, O come Emmanuel. We're going to sing that to the tune of O come Emmanuel. O come Emmanuel. And I'll lead you in that. Every time there's a response, please join in the singing. The other thing is, the last thing on the program is O Come, All Ye Faithful. The last verse of that.
Miss Harry, you don't move now.
The last verse of that is actually the first verse of O Come, All Ye Faithful. And I'd like for you to join in with that. And I'll indicate where that, for you to come in with that. So, if you will, stand now. As we join in the call to worship, Angels from the Realms of Glory.
Come and worship.
with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Our gracious and most loving Lord, we know that indeed you are here with us. So we just come before you and open our hearts, our minds, and our souls, praying that you receive our thanksgiving and praise, and we receive those messages you would communicate to us. As we proceed, we pray that this service is pleasing to your sight and hearing, and that it strengthens your people. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated.
Today, we relight the first two candles of the Advent wreath. The candle of hope. With Christians around the world, we prepare our hearts in anticipation of Christ's coming. The candle of peace reminds us that Jesus has come to bring peace among God's people. And now we light the third candle of Advent, and this is called the candle of joy. The pink candle reminds us that our waiting period is almost over. It's getting closer to the birth of our Savior. It's called also the shepherd's candle. The angel told the shepherds that Jesus' coming would bring good news and great joy to all people. So the shepherds joyfully shared the good news of Jesus' birth. Our scripture today is Luke 2, 10, and 11. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good tidings that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." Every time we sing the carol, "Joy to the World," we're sharing the good news also. When we sing this carol, we look back to the first coming of Christ, celebrating his birth. At the same time, we look forward to the day when all nations will prove the glories of God's righteousness and the wonders of his love. When Christ comes into our lives, he brings the fullness of great joy. As the coming of Jesus, our Savior, draws nearer, our joys build with eagerness and excitement at his birth. Let us pray. We gratefully praise you, Lord. With joy, we acknowledge that our hope is in you. Grant us solid joy that beyond the Christmas season. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
And this morning, as we go to prayer, are there joys or concerns that should be voiced this morning?
John, all the folks up in Kentucky.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. All those tornadoes that came through. Absolutely. I heard someone else in the congregation.
My infection is better.
Good. Good to hear, Jackie. Absolutely. Are there others this morning? Joys or concerns? If not, let us pray. Our most gracious and loving Lord, what a joy that you have called your people together in the worship of your most holy name. What a joy it is that you have called us together to worship you in song, praising the birth of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we praise you even more this morning for when we pause and we remember that though we sing songs that well up in our hearts of tranquility and serenity, and we are so thankful for those, and as we celebrate and enjoy the festivities of the season for which we are so grateful to be a part of, we can celebrate more when we pause and we remember that it was into a chaotic world that you were born. It was into a mean world that Jesus was born. It was a world of strife and so often a world of fear into which Jesus was born. But into that world, we're reminded that the angels broke through the darkness of that night and declared joy, not that everything had been removed, but that the Christ had come into the midst of all of that stuff. And because of that, in the midst of everything, we can experience joy. We can experience peace. We can experience hope. And hopefully, Lord, your love wells up within us. And so we thank you and we praise you this morning. And Lord, part of that world in which we live is still deals with illness and sorrow. And you know our prayer list this day. You know the physical illnesses. You know all of the situations, the physical illnesses, the relational situations. You know it all. And so, Lord, we just pray your healing touch upon each person and each situation. For we know that regardless of what the circumstances may appear, we know that you are the great physician and your healing will be thrust upon it. And so we just pray for your healing touch upon each and every situation this morning. And Lord, as always, we praise you and we thank you that we are able to worship you in the freedom that we do this day. But Lord, may we never take our freedom for granted. May it never be taken for license. And Lord, may we always remember those who protect that freedom, those who have protected it over the generations, and those who are protecting it now in civilian and in military roles. May your protection be upon those who protect us. May your healing be upon the wounded, the visible wounds of the body, the invisible wounds of the heart, mind, and soul. And may your peace be upon the families whose loved ones gave it all. And gracious Lord, we do thank you for the family of God that gathers, worships, and serves through Walker Church. You have blessed us. May we indeed be a blessing in this community and even throughout the world. And when we leave these grounds, remind us that indeed you are with us. Lead, guide, and direct our every thought, word, and deed. And bring us back that we will worship you and encourage each other. We offer our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to say when we would pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you. Then let us pray. Our most gracious and loving Lord, we are reminded in this season that you have already given everything to us. Your people bring back a portion of those financial gifts that you continue to lavish upon us. May your blessings be upon each gift and each giver. And may you guide us as a congregation that every penny that has been entrusted is used according to your will to further your kingdom in this community and throughout the world. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen. Christmas is coming. Trim the tree. Hang the garland. Gather around the table. Welcome the guest. Christmas is coming. Look for the star. Journey with the shepherds. Kneel with the magi. Welcome the babe. Christmas is coming. Let carols be sung. Let the bells be rung. Prepare your hearts. Welcome the Lord.
Point of Advent is come Lord. Remembering the yearning of Israel, we prepare to celebrate the first coming of Messiah at Christmas. We also look forward to his second coming, and we invite him to come into our lives through his Spirit, bringing forgiveness, healing, a calling and power for service. But when we pray, "Come, Lord," when we ask Jesus to come into our world, we ask a lot. We ask him to take on a fragile mortal body. We ask him to set aside his godness, come not in his rightful role as master, but as servant. We ask him to live as we do. We have no right to ask that of God, but we ask anyway because we need him. And the miracle of Christmas is that Jesus says yes.
Oh, come, Emmanuel.
Come, Emmanuel, God with us to be. Come down from paradise and occupy this dirty stable of humanity. Come live rough as we do. Come and die.
Oh, come, Emmanuel.
Come and be lonely as an orphan child. Come to where empty, aged minds run wild. Come to the hospice and the cancer ward.
Oh, come, Emmanuel.
Come flee from tyrants as a refugee. Come be betrayed by those you counted friends. Come and be tortured with no amnesty. Come as the means to justify all ends.
Oh, come, Emmanuel.
Come, be broken like a Christmas toy. Come, be completely human. Then we'll know your sorrow may bring hope of lasting joy. And God above is God with us below.
Oh, come,
that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish one said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, And he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin. The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her.
Questions. So many questions about Jesus' birth and childhood. An elementary school teacher once gave her class a project called Questions for Mary. Because if anyone would have the answers, it would be Mary, right? Here are some of the questions. Were you scared of not doing a good job? What was Jesus' first word as a baby? Was he beautiful? Did he ever get sick? Did Jesus ever misbehave? Was he born with hair? What was his favorite food? Do you feel any holier? And my personal favorite, can you believe you were pregnant for the whole world? But here's a bigger question. How much did Mary know? We don't have a lot to go on because, quite frankly, Mary didn't say a whole lot. Scripture tells us she kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. She undoubtedly knew she was to bear the long-awaited Messiah, the Son of God, because Gabriel told her so, and she agreed to it. But did she know what that would mean? Did she understand the miracles Jesus would perform or the path of pain and sorrow that lay before him? Did she realize after she gave birth to him, raised him, worried about him and loved him as only a mother can, that she would have to actually witness the death of her firstborn child? Could she have known that he would rise from the dead and so change the world forever? When she held that small new life in her arms, did she really know?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked through angels strong? And when you kiss your little baby, you have kissed the face of God. your baby boy was Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb, and the sleeping child you're holding is the bread
came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Galilee, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Angels bend and be near the earth to touch.
And it came to pass, as the angels were going away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
Centerpieced with heaven's sun, make this night a shepherd's sky, quickened, bright with holy dawn. Brush the air with cherub wings, brush the earth, let angels sing. A glimpse of your face, a taste of your grace, be born in this place, I pray.
Thank you.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen a star in the east, and are come here to worship him. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
Still he came. In spite of sin and scandal, still he came. Though the people had turned their backs on God, still he came. He knew that he would be despised and rejected, but still he came. He knew he would face death and hell itself, but still he came. He came not because he wanted to,
but because love compelled his coming. He came as God's gift to a broken world, to bring light in the darkness, reconciliation to a people estranged. He came to pay our sin debt in full and set aside for all eternity the sentence of death that rightly falls on us. And now Christ invites us to come, to take on his body, to be his hands and feet in a world gone wrong, to spread his message of love by our words and actions, and to go even unto Bethlehem, to travel with the shepherds and the magi, and to find once more the baby lying in a manger. We can come in our hearts as we allow the Christmas story to inspire us. We can come in our minds as we reflect on the miracles of Jesus. Word of the Father now in flesh appearing, and we can come in our worship, adoring Christ, once born in a manger, once living on earth as a sign of God's kingdom, once dying on a cross for our salvation, once raised from the dead on Easter, now reigning in heaven, welcoming us into his presence, ready to come again and complete his work, establishing God's kingdom on earth.
Oh,
As you just expressed, we do thank our choir for leading us in the celebration of Advent and Christmas this morning. And if you're not in the Christmas spirit, now we'll pray for you. Would you please stand for the benediction? Let us go from this place proclaiming that we have seen the glory of God, believing that there is a light that shines in the darkness, which the darkness shall not overcome. And may the love of the Creator, the joy of the Spirit, and the peace of the Christ child be with you this Christmas and evermore. Amen. Amen.